Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It has been a very long time since the person that's about to call in has called into our show. This is the person that makes Tammy swoon just by hearing his voice. We're talking about Keith Urban. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON. Any second now, that phone's going to ring. And Jessica, knowing how much Tammy loves Keith Urban, is not this time answering the phone and getting him prepped for the interview, which is what she usually does behind the scenes. Tammy's going to answer fresh because Tammy wants Keith Urban all to herself.
Well, come on. Come on. I've been a fan of his for over 20 years, an uber fan, a major fan, a massive fan.
How long is it going to take you from the second he starts speaking for you to start getting flustered? What do you think?
Will you last a minute?
Will you last a second?
I will try my best to behave and be professional.
Okay. There it is. Answer that phone.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
Tammy. John, it's Keith Urban.
Hi, Keith.
How are you?
Keith, she's already freaking out, bro. I'm just going to warn you. She's already freaking out. Like, you're not used to this.
I'm sorry.
The power of the urban, as usual.
I always expect you to have people.
I am my people, Tammy. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Tammy, I'll relax.
As Tammy furiously fans, let me get the business out of the
years.
Way first.
Come on.
Keith Urban's Caesar's Palace residency at the Coliseum kicks off this Friday. Wild Hearts is out. And most importantly to us right now is that, dude, after like almost 10 years, you are making your return to the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater here in San Diego, Chula Vista to be exact, prompting us to ask, Keith, what have we done? Why is it taking you this long, man?
Is it me?
Last time I checked, San Diego's a pretty nice place to visit.
It's a pretty nice place to visit. Well, actually, we just did a private gig there recently in the Gaslight District, and it was so fun. We had the best time. So it's going to be fun to get back and bring the whole production and tour with us.
I can't believe Keith Urban just said, we got this private event. It was so much fun. Too bad you weren't invited.
I want to know who in the gas lamp ponied up the money to bring Keith Urban in for a private show. That's a different topic for a different day, though. Mm-hmm. Keith, you got so much going on right now, man. How excited are you for this Vegas residency?
Oh, so good. I mean, we built the show and started it at the beginning of 2020, and then we were like, here we go. We got a bunch of dates in 2020. It's going to be so fun. And I think we got three shows under our belt, and then it was all shut down. And we've been sitting around patiently waiting to get back. Because in the meantime, I rewrote and recorded The Speed of Now and put that out. Thinking, you know, beginning of 2021, we're going to be able to hit the road and bring these songs out on stage. And because 2022, before we're launching our full tour. So I'm beyond ready to go.
Oh, I bet.
We are with Keith Urban. Keith kicks off his Vegas residency this Friday and then jetting back, I imagine, to L.A. to possibly watch your beautiful wife, Nicole Kidman, receive yet another Oscar.
Oh, please. That would be all the stars aligning. I don't know if it's going to go that way, but we're going to the ball. We're very grateful to always get an invite to the ball. And I'm incredibly proud of the work she did on Being the Ricardos.
Keith Urban is our guest. Well, about you and Nick, you are such an amazing love story. And I'm wondering, celebrities don't really have the best track record when it comes to marriages. How was it for you guys having that hanging over your head? Is that something you all think about, being the people that you are? Like, wow, you know, our chances aren't very good. Let's give it our best shot. Or is it just like anybody else? Like, okay, we love each other. We're going to be together the rest of our lives. We hope. Let's work the hardest to make that happen.
Yeah, it's that bit. I mean, it's just two people and just trying to figure out how to make it work. Like any couple's trying to figure out how to make it work. We've all got our circumstances and challenges, whatever they are. And we just figure it out, you know, day at a time. So everybody figures out what works for them. We figured out what works for us, and every couple figures out what works for them. And that's why when people ask me for advice, I don't have any. I mean, because you got to work out what works for you too, not for anybody else.
I know you say you don't like to give advice, Keith, but that's pretty good advice if you ask me.
Keith is going to hang with us for a little bit, and we're going to find out who was dumb enough to fire Keith Urban.
More with Keith Urban at 8:05. It's John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. We are continuing our conversation with our very special guest, Keith Urban, who's kicking off his Vegas residency on Friday and, of course, bringing his show, his full tour, back to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 9th. All details at KSON.com.
So, Keith Urban, I learned a little something new about you that I never knew. I thought I knew everything about you, not in a weird, stalky way. But I read that you wanted to be a DJ before you became a musician. Is that true?
Yeah, so I interned at a radio station when I was in high school. You could pick anywhere you wanted to work, and I went, I'd like to work at a radio station. So that's what I did for my intern for a couple of weeks, and I had a blast. I got fired, but I had a blast.
Why'd you get fired? Come on, why'd you get fired?
So I'll find the shortest version of this story. So there's two studios side by side, right? And one of them's on, and then the other one's ready to prep when, you know, they change over. So I said to the station manager, can I go into the studio that's not being used and just do my own little radio show? And he goes, yeah, sure. So I grabbed a bunch of old news reports out of the trash, and I grabbed some music, and went in there, and I'm like, all right, and I'm at the mic, and I'm doing my DJ thing, and I'm chatting away, and I've got Waylon Jennings and the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard, right? Just a good old boy, right? I got that ready to go, and I introduced the song. This is to nobody, right? I introduced the song, I hit play, and through the window, I see several people sprinting towards the window with their hand going across their throat, like, cut it, you know. And they run in the door, and apparently I pressed a button where an actual news report was happening in the next studio, and in the middle of the news report, Waylon went, yes, a good old.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's such a great story.
You know, I always knew, Tammy, I had something in common with Keith Urban. I, too, have been fired from a radio station. It's nuts.
Oh, tell me about that. How did you get fired, John? What happened?
This is a great story, real quickly.
I don't have time for the story. Okay, I'm going to say it right in a sentence, okay? I drove a station vehicle in a foggy, foggy night that ended up tearing an entire radio tower to the ground, knocking off six radio stations at the same time. Beat that, Keith Urban.
You win.
It's a story
for
another time.
You're a disaster on wheels. And yet you're still at radio. This is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. It's a story that if you ask, and I'm not even joking because they had to bring in engineers from all over the country, you can ask various engineers throughout America and they'll say, oh my God, that was you? Because they had to call fly in. Keith, it's a very long, drawn-out, dramatic story, and it's also pretty hilarious. And when you're back for your show in September, I will tell you the entire story.
Keith Urban, Coliseum at Caesar's Palace kicks off Friday. And, of course, coming to the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater in San Diego in September. One more thing, yeah. Keith. Has there ever been a question that you've been waiting to be asked that no one has ever asked you and you want to answer it?
That's a super original question, Tammy. I don't know. Look, you know, there's a term called deselfing. Do you know what that is?
Deselfing? No.
It's when you've just given up too much of information about yourself online. You've been deselfed.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that expression. Did you just make that up?
No. It's an older term, but it's, you know, you got to be aware of not deselfing too much. So I'm good. I'm very happy to let my music speak for who I am.
Well, right. It certainly does. Well, plus I wish more people were against deselfing as much as you were.
Well, I thank you so much for answering that radio question then, because that was a fabulous story. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah, well, at least it didn't take down any radio towers. I guess I'll have to do that next. I got to step up my game.
At two, Keith. Thank you. Thought you were my boy. I thought we were DJ brothers, but I guess not.
No valet gigs in your future, John.
I'm never welcome back in the small town of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, yes, again because of that. and I'm okay with that, by the way.
Wow. Okay. We got a lot to talk about, John.
Come to Vegas. We'll talk.
All right. Listen, best of luck to you. And again, good luck to Nicole this weekend. Send her our love.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing things the right way. We so appreciate you. And we are obviously big fans.
Likewise. Thank you, John. Thanks, Tammy.
You're welcome, honey. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Imagine that life. Playing your gig in Vegas, just fly back to L.A. so you and your wife can go to the Oscars together, mm-hmm. where she might win her third Oscar. Yeah, it's just another weekend. Oh, that was awesome. You did good, Tammy.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you. Still got sweaty palms, but I'm okay.
Don't tell Keith that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.